person. Yes, already from the previous compilation of excerpts, what was it called, the very first degree? In spirituality or something like that, we have already started to talk about the entrance to spirituality. Practically, that is through our inner changes in practice. What is it that we have to do? And we are continuing. We have to until we reach it practically. We spent more than a year preparing for all of these things, and of course the materials that we went through exist in us in some form, because there is no absence in spirituality, so it exists, and we will be surprised by how much everything that we've been through is living inside of us. And today we are continuing. The next sequence of excerpts are about Ibu, impregnation and Yenikar, nursing or suckling, selected excerpts from the sources. And here I'd like to add one more thing. As much as we want to get closer to spirituality, we first of all need to be concerned about the place, the spiritual place. And the spiritual place is the spiritual group. That is the collection of desires, aspirations, yearnings, thoughts of ours, of the ten, in which we relate to it as to a womb, in which I have to enter as an ubba and to annul myself before the ten, and as much as I feel myself as lesser than everyone, as much as I feel myself dependent on everyone, as much as I feel myself adhered to them, to that extent I'm coming closer to spirituality. Until I annul myself completely toward them, and then I enter spirituality. Of course, I have to annul myself completely according to the situation, according to the elements that I feel toward the group, and the group seemingly represents that toward me. This is the first degree. It is small, and each time we will have to concede ourselves more and more, and in that way to enter the group, the womb, more and more, from one day to the next, from one day to the next, until we will reach a state where my life are only to the extent that I am adhered to them. What I get from the Creator through them is what enlivens me, sustains me. It's what draws me and fulfills me. It fulfills me. Therefore, our concern here is more about, well, even though we may not read this in these excerpts, however, we have to realize that our concern should be toward that place where we need to develop spiritually, which is our spiritual place, which is the womb, the group. It's not bodies, or it's not a character of each one, or whatever impression we get from each other corporeally, but rather our yearnings towards connection and toward the Creator. This actually is that place where we can develop spiritually and we can begin to become Ubar, an embryo. The entrance to the Ubar is the hardest degree. This is what we were learning also in the previous excerpts, right? The entrance to spirituality. And behind the group stands the Creator. This is an external force that is filling everything and engulfing everyone, and in that way, according to our prayer, according to our request, He is taking care of us in the form of the group and also in my individual form, in order for me to reach a state where I am adhered to the group, such that we will have between us an internal connection, a spiritual connection, the very first one, which is truly considered to be through the taboo,
Hevel HaTabu,
or the umbilical cord.
Umbilical cord.
And this is how, through the prayer, we will reach a state where we will feel ourselves as an embryo inside of the womb. Me inside of the group, and the Creator is filling up everything and managing everything, arranging everything, and in that way we advance. And the Creator, as it says, He makes a form within a form. That is, to the extent that I am able to uplift the group, this is the Ubal, the place where I develop. To that extent, I will ask of the, I'll be asking of the Creator that He will develop me, and according to the womb that each one depicts to himself in whatever form, whatever degree, what is it that is the group and the ten, how it is, how he's connected to it and how it works on him. So we grow. And we see from that that all of our work is not for each one individually, but rather to the extent that each one connects to the group and builds it as a womb, as a place where he will develop. And his development of each one depends on three things. He himself, the womb, and the Creator, who is outside of the womb, the general force. This is why here we need to pay attention to these two points, me and the womb, or more correctly, Israel, the light, and the Creator are one. That the womb is that Torah, it's the upper light, it is that thought, my connection with the Creator, and we... Well, I'm done with this. I don't want to talk more about this. I want you to start to poke in this and to guess and to search, and then you will find on your own all kinds of discernments in that, in what I talk about. And this is very important, and there is one other very important thing that I would like to warn you about and to tell you about, that before a person enters Ibu, impregnation, he gets rejection. And we see this also in the corporeal life, to the extent that how difficult it is sometimes for a woman to conceive. And there are many things in that that medicine also doesn't understand what it is. It is, as it is called, the secret of the impregnation. The secret of the impregnation. And we see from the Torah also that all of the mothers had a hard time conceiving. And we're talking about spiritual issues, of course, and not this is what the Torah is telling us about, not men and women. So we need to see to what extent indeed the entrance to spirituality is something that is very difficult. And before the entrance to spirituality, we have another obstacle, that a person starts to feel that he doesn't want it, he doesn't care about it, he's even willing to live all of it. He just carries himself from one lesson to the next because he's being pulled. He doesn't feel pleasant. Otherwise, it's unpleasant not to be there, but what is he going to do? But he actually feels that he has lost his previous desire. And this is a transition from a corporeal desire to a spiritual desire. The corporeal desire that he had before, I want to succeed, to profit, as usual, from all of my engagements, my businesses, this desire disappears and he doesn't care. He's truly like a plant, a vegetable, doesn't want to get up, doesn't want to do anything, even in his own life. There is also this kind of projection, but he's willing to cancel his whole spiritual development. And this is a state where people many times leave, they quit, precisely before they enter Ibul. And this is why we have to realize that here it's also the place for the entrance to the new state. And the most important thing here is the patience, perseverance. I don't think that a person here can perform any actions on his own. However, at least to hold on another day and another day and another day. And this is how we get out of it. Just like Rabbi Akiva, he lowered his head below the waves and then he was able to come out of the
נתת פה פתיחה מאוד מיוחדת.
Oh, you gave us a really special opening. I have two questions about what you said. Maybe first start with this thing called womb. What does it mean to build a womb? What is it?
The womb is that place where I can develop to the extent that I'm connected to it, to that place. It is the group, it is the inner force of the group. There are all the forces that I will need in order to grow in a very first stage called Ibu, impregnation. In that womb there are forces that I need to establish through my own effort, and this is according to how much I invest in the 10, in the society. It's as if there is a 10, a society, there's something here. It's actually what I imagine to myself. There is no one here. There is nothing in the world besides me. However, I need to establish this environment, this new environment. This internal environment that I want to adhere to them, to as much as I annul myself, as Rabash writes in his social articles, and in that way, through them, I can get bestowal, influence from the Creator. So the womb or the group is what links me to the upper force.
What kind of action on my part builds the womb?
When I participate with them, also in corporeality, of course, and of course also in the spiritual disposition, in annulment, in connection, in love, in mutual help, as much as possible. Don't overdo it, but do as much as possible from your heart. And what is most important is for you to reach a state where through them you will be able to raise your appeal to the Creator. Because otherwise you have no connection with Him. Bit by bit, now you're beginning, as you're entering the Ibul, you're beginning to discover that the womb, the 10, is the place, the place or the system through which you are connected with the Creator, and otherwise you cannot connect with Him.
I'm building the womb, or we as a 10 build a mutual womb?
Well, you can say that it's we as a 10, that's maybe better, because by this you are actually... and nulling, and this is how we'll advance together.
But the admonition you gave us that before the state of conception, desire is lost and people quit. Is there a way to protect yourself?
No, you should simply know that it does happen, and it happens in each one, however, in a different degree, a different measure. Usually we go through it. We go through it in such a way that if a person is able to work on his pride, it is nevertheless mechanically connected, even mechanically, with the group. So he doesn't look down at them and he doesn't create like business connections there, but rather that he simply wants to be connected to them because this is what it says. He doesn't yet feel any necessity, any urgency for that or anything, but just like in any other business, he wants to be together with the others who are in this also, to be safe, to be successful. It's all just like in corporeality. But here he begins to feel to what extent this womb, this group, this ten is becoming something spiritual, like some sort of an envelope, like a sphere that he exists in and that he depends on it. And also that the whole world, the whole spiritual world, he will receive it only through this womb. And also his attitude to the world, his relation to the world will be through the womb, to the Creator, to the upper force that exists outside of the womb. So in short, this is the beginning of one's development.
You mentioned that the most important thing is patience. What does patience do to a person? What does it build in him? How does it prepare him for spirituality?
This is according to the rule, shut up. This is what came up to my mind. That we nevertheless need to realize that we exist in a system of forces and they are working on us through a combination of different directions, that through that we will emerge as created beings that are complex, that are composed of good and bad. Each and every one of us, there will be the internal bad force, the will to receive, which is opposite to the Creator, and upon it we want that the good force will rule, the Creator's will to bestow. And then, as it says, you shall be as God, knowing the good and the bad. Therefore, our work needs to be with patience, as much as we are able to connect inside of us, within us, these two forces. According to the success of the connection of these two forces, the force of bestowal and the force of reception, that later on we will learn how do we tie them together through the masach, the screen, in different degrees, in all of the degrees until the end of correction, and through the screen, how do we connect them so that they will be in balance between them. According to that, we advance, we grow. This is why one who is greater than his friend, on the one hand, his inclination is greater. On the other hand, his screen, his force of bestowal is also greater. Okay. Great. I hope that we will start to go through these excerpts. They're very important. And let's help one another to get into it, to understand it. However, again and again, I want to remind you, there is not a single person here who can succeed. As much as we help one another, in this really is the secret of our success. In the process of Gemar Tikkun, the end of correction, we are truly obligated to feel ourselves that we exist in a single vessel, because this is mostly what we discover. It's not about the individual corrections that were in Kabbalists in the previous generations, but rather for us, what is most important is that we will feel ourselves that we exist in a single worldwide kli that includes all of the souls, and that we therefore need to think about everything. And we learn this especially in a second part of the lesson in the introduction to the Book of Zohar. And we will continue it today also, and you will see that there also it talks about that. Therefore, this is why we're adding these two materials.
Baal HaSulam. Our sages said concerning the conception that a candle is lit up on its head and it sees from one end of the world to the other end, and it is taught the whole Torah in its entirety. Again, number one, our sages said concerning the conception that a candle is lit up on its head and it sees from one end of the world to the other end, and it's taught the whole Torah in its entirety.
This means that the embryo develops through the upper light under the best possible conditions for its development. And of course, we can say that about each and every state, that from above we are only given something which is good. And even if we discover all of the bad things, these are not bad things, but rather it's in order for us to learn how to invert them into our right matter, our right substance, and this way to move forward, to roll forward and advance. And therefore, as it says, there is a candle is lit up on its head. This is the upper light, the ketel, that shines to it, and it is, and it sees from the end of the world to its end. What does it see? It sees that it actually cannot see because it doesn't understand. Seeing doesn't mean sight like we can see, but also to understand. The baby also doesn't understand where it is, even though it opens its eyes. It opens its eyes also, and it also doesn't see anything. We know how this is all a gradual process. And in spirituality, it's likewise, because this is the source for us. In corporeality, it's the result of that. So it is taught the whole Torah in its entirety, which means that nevertheless, the light that comes in, the upper light that then enters this, its system, called the Torah, it fills all of its vessels, and bit by bit, gradually, according to the inner program that exists in the upper light, that program, that software, starts to work and to develop the vessels, that is, the desires that the light starts to enter into. They begin to be these desires. They begin to annul toward the light, to take on its form, its quality, and bit by bit they start to grow in this way. There are many stages in that, and we will study them both theoretically, if we can say that, from this study, and also we will try to pass them over ourselves, the way it truly happens inside each one of us and in all of us together.
Again, number two. The beginning of the entrance into the work of the Creator is regarded as ibur, impregnation, conception, when he cancels his self and becomes impregnated in the mother's womb. As it is written, "Hear, my son, your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching." This comes from the verse, "For if you call the mother understanding, Bina," meaning that he cancels self-love called Malchut, whose original essence is called will to receive in order to receive, and enters the vessels of bestowal called Bina.
והאדם צריך להאמין שטרם שנולד.
And one should believe that before he was born, meaning before the soul descended into the body, the soul was adhered to him.
ועכשיו הוא משתוקק לחזור ולהידבק כמו שהיה לפני ירידתה.
He yearns to return and adhere to him before, prior to, as he was prior to our descent. This is called Ibu, when he completely annuls himself.
Спасибо, учитель. Рав, расскажите, пожалуйста, про глубину самоотмены. Вот передо мной есть мои товарищи.
Please tell us about the depth of annulment. I have my friends before me, and I want them to be before me, ahead of me. What else can be the direction in order to go deeper into it?
Can't delve into this. You should discover this by yourself. The most important is that you understand the direction. Beyond that, it all depends on the relations that we have in the group and the states that the upper forces are placing before you. The most important is that you know that whatever you have to achieve each and every morning is the kut, adhesion and connection in the group, in the ten, until you discover the upper force, the creator, and that state that you are about to achieve is called ub.
Can you say that my spiritual birth is first of all the concern about the place where it happens in the group?
Yes. Here in the excerpts we won't find that they talk about the group, because for sure this needs to be. They are intending for this, that this thing has to exist already, the connection in the group in which we develop. However, I nevertheless do tell you about it, because for us still there is a place, a room for success in that. Kiev.
Да, дорогой Рав, а что значит, что вот полностью отменить себя?
Dear Rav, what does it mean completely cancel myself, love called Malchut?
Well, it's that I don't see myself, but rather the ten. That I replace the Creator. Seemingly, I replace the Creator with the Ten, because the Ten is standing between me and the Creator. And this is why the Ten, for me, is the most important thing. As Rabash writes, he says at the end, and then I reach a state where there is nothing in the world except the friends. And these are not just some pretty words. It is truly what we discover spirituality. He's not talking about people. He's talking about this concept that this is how to begin with. We're built and we've reached this reality. Each and every one of us cascades down and comes down to this world out of the ten that was ready for him to begin with.
Are there any growing pains, meaning states we have to go through and suffer even when I'm in annulment?
That doesn't matter for us. Suffering, no suffering, it all depends on how much you value the spiritual ascent. Beersheba.
Boker Tov Rav, Boker Tov Asiriya Olamit, Beersheba.
Morning Rav, World 10. The first excerpt says that before the soul, talks about the soul before it comes down to the world. The second one speaks about the Ibur, which is our process of ascending from annulment in the ten upwards. However, I didn't understand the connection between the two excerpts.
Let's say that you did understand him correctly. So what are you asking? Become interested in what happens next, study in what happens next, and that's it, and you will understand more. Rechovot.
Todara.
In the excerpt, it says that a person has to believe that before he was born and so on and so forth, the soul was adhered to him. How can we strengthen that faith in the ten to one another, for one another?
Should I start reading to you the articles of Rabash about the ten, about the friends? You are now asking me about that? We are advancing out of the assumption that you, to the extent that you're reading these excerpts, you're also trying to implement them. And this is how we somehow advance. It's not that now you need to be ready for impregnation, but nevertheless, to somehow we have to concentrate, focus all of our qualities and thoughts and intentions and desires in order to imagine to yourself what can this be. Annulment means that I annul myself towards the ten, and in it I reach contact with the Creator. If I annul myself towards the ten, and I then reach contact with the Creator, this is considered that I have connected to Ima, to the degree of Bina, to annulments. And then I begin to get nourishment from there. Then I already have the umbilical cord and I begin to be an embryo, and this is how I begin to develop from the very first cell.
Gracias, Rab.
The state of annulment that you say that we have to look for and detect what gets in the way sometimes, that I'm looking for the friends to be annulled, and that could be a mistake. Should I say here that they have eyes but they can't see, ears but they cannot hear? Does it mean that the focus is only on me, only on what I do?
Yes, that is correct. Anyone who is disqualifying is disqualifying through his own flaws. I need to see the friends, as Rabash writes, that they are all complete, that they are truly on the upper degree, and I have someone to annul before. And this way I can be like an embryo on their hands. In the entrance to spirituality, I have no choice. This is what I have to do.
No, Gilad.
Well, Gilad.
Excerpt number 3. We should interpret ubar from the word over, passing, which is the first state when he passes from using the vessels of reception into the degree of kedusha.
This one is that's the first state.
The first state when he passes from using the vessels of reception into the degree of kedusha, sanctity, where he uses only vessels that can aim to bestow. Otherwise, the vessels are not being used. It follows that ibur is the most important, as in corporeality, when a woman conceives, she is certain to also deliver. Thus, all the concern is for the woman to conceive. Afterwards, the woman will usually deliver too.
This means, again, he's emphasizing for us that the most important is the entrance, the first annulment of in whatever we have toward the ten, towards spirituality. That's it. And the fact that we see the ten as though it's ready or not ready, towards whom am I annulling? It is all one who is disqualifying through his own flaws. We simply have to do this exercise and make it true. And then you will see that it does happen. It's worthwhile for us throughout the day, let's say, to make this matter tangible, that we, each one of us, annuls before the ten. Well, he tries. For sure, we will get new discernments out of that. So each one tries to annul, and in that way, one will feel the difficulty in entering spirituality. However, he will learn something from it. And there will be many questions. We will scrutinize them because that's the most important. This is the most difficult state, to enter pregnancy. Later on, we will discover inside of this state where we annul, it's already the degree of Bina. As it says that the Lord will impregnate in me for your sake. Excerpt number 4. The broken and dead kelim vessels arise with the sparks for Ibu, conception, through the Reshimot, the records that received their light. For example, after the sin of Adam HaRishon, the created beings are regarded as broken and dead vessels. That is, their vessels are only in self-reception, separated from the life of lives. There is only a spark in them from the records of Or Chozer, reflected light, that remained and descended in order to sustain the vessels, so that through it they will be able to rise for the revival of the dead. That spark is a spark of Kedusha, holiness, and it is a residue of the Or Chozer. We must raise it, meaning receive it in order to bestow, which is called raising, meaning raising man. By this, a masach, screen, and oviyut, thickness, coarseness, are made, on which comes the filling, when the Or Chozer fills the vessels to an extent that it will clothe the lights. In the beginning of the lesson, you said that a person, before he enters spirituality, he can even reach a state where he feels that he doesn't even want spirituality. He loses the deficiency for it.
Yeah, we have such states.
So how do we go through such a state?
Like Rabbi Akiva, lower your head and keep going. That's it. Although there are states where a person gets into bed and he sleeps, he can barely make it to a gathering of friends or something, he just carries himself barely. He doesn't care about being alive or being dead, continuing in the group or leaving it. Those are signs of transition, the beginning of the transition from one world to another. Because all the forces, desires, all the subjects, the foundations he was working in, they are now falling off of him, or dwindling off and falling off from him. He has to acquire a new connection to the upper force, and that's why he's in such a state. We're lacking a few words here, but we'll understand it later better. Those who will continue will find everything clear.
Is increasing despair a good sign of our advancement in the direction of Ibu?
We need to always resist the despair and try to carry the suitcase with great vigor, because by that we are serving the upper force.
Why is it that we who already know and we have experience, we know the path, we invested so many years, why are we sometimes able to invest in some nonsense of fulfilling the will to receive a lot of time, but just throw everything for this away for the sake of spirituality? With that we can do.
That's how we learn about who we are. We are all under the grip of the upper force. There's nothing else that can activate us, and the way he activates us, operates us, we be.
Again, excerpt number 5, wanting to exit self-love and begin the work of bestowal is similar to leaving all the states in which he lived, dropping everything off and entering an area where he has never been. For this reason, he must go through conception and months of pregnancy until he has the ability to acquire new qualities which are foreign to the spirit that he has received since birth until now.
That's what we need to at least hear. We are entering a new life. Inside our corporeal life, we'll have another life, a spiritual life, where we relate differently to reality, to ourselves, to the Creator, to humanity, to the world, to everything. We'll have a new quality, the quality of bestowal. And we won't be able to behave, let's say, as we behaved before. We'll always have a calculation with spirituality. Is our corporeality going against spirituality? We'll talk about it more. It'll come.
Gracias, Rab. Estamos hablando que para entrar a...
We talk about the fact that in order to enter spirituality, we have to end now. In order to enter the womb, what is the effort that we have to make when we annul? Do we actually build the womb? Or is it that when we build the womb, we build the annulment naturally?
It's the same. We have to build the womb, build the group, where each one annuls himself towards the ten, and then each one tries to make himself an embryo, where he accepts everything the ten wants, take the form that the group wants him to take. He simply subjugates himself, surrenders, and they do everything. They control him the way a womb controls the fetus inside of it.
Good morning, dear Ra. Good morning, dear friends. A question from our friends. In the ten, we are always trained, but we somehow fail to be disappointed in pacifying our ego and cannot connect each other. What is the source of this situation? Thank you.
This is natural. It's natural that it happens in this way. It takes a long time, sometimes several years until people see that they're incapable of overcoming their ego, and then they have only one thing left, that is to lower their head, bend down relative to the Creator, so He would help them. They'll die without attaining what they're after. You need to have such a feeling. So we need to try more and more until we very quickly get despaired. We should reach despair as quickly as possible from all of our efforts. But it's not something you can do. You cannot pray correctly to the Creator before we reach despair. It's written about it. Or it's lip service. That's how you pray to the Creator, as if you truly want it. Truly want it, meaning that you, after you've tried everything, you see that you're better off dead than alive. Either I attain spirituality or I'm better off dead. Why should I live? And in this way, a person comes to a state where the Creator begins to take care of him as he enters.
Again, excerpt number 6. Before the Yenika, there is Ibu, meaning that the upper one corrects him. This can be when a person is like an embryo in its mother's womb, where the embryo annuls before the mother and has no view of its own. But, as our sages said, an embryo is its mother's thigh. It eats what its mother eats, and it has no authority of its own to ask any questions. Rather, it does not merit a name. This is considered that it is mute, but it has no mouth to ask questions. This is so when a person can go with his eyes shut, above reason, and believe in the sages, and go all the way. This is called Ibu, when he has no mouth.
No. Tnaim lopshutim.
Well, the conditions are not simple. He needs to give up on everything in order to enter the upper degree, the first spiritual degree. Really, he raises himself from the degree of Malchut to the degree of Bina. There are a lot more advanced states in it, but the first time is over everything he has. My entire ego he has now, he needs to then favor the quality of bestowal and connection and continue in this way. In a group, not anywhere else in his life, no. We'll have to learn about that. How will he see his life afterwards when he starts to acquire the qualities of Bina?
Rav, what do you mean that he has no questions? Does he have questions and he gives up on them? He says it's not important. Does it help him, the Ibu, or what?
No, because if he discovers that everything is in the quality of bestowal, that cancels him. What can he ask then? A question is a question about the rain, as we call it. He's got nothing to ask. He's within the upper force, the force that develops him with love. And then all his questions in that are erased, nullified. What can you do?
This means that clearly his questions that he has, it's clear to him that they come from an incorrect attitude. So first he has to acquire the correct attitude towards reality.
Of course, his attitude towards reality changes constantly.
Макфри.
Здравствуйте, Рав, мировой кли. Подскажите, вот в этом состоянии я...
Hello, Rav, and world kli. In that state, I refuse even the request to build a state for myself and only...
Of course.
Кох התנגדות.
The force of resistance you have, you need to use it against your desires in order to connect to the group. Then you use the force of the group in order to turn to the Creator. Then you already have a partzuf of 10 sfirot that begins to develop from a drop of semen.
35.
Thank you very much, Rav. Good morning to the entire world, Kli. In continuation to what Gilad asked, what does it mean it has no name? Whatever the 10 decides, whatever it says, I annul before it, and I accept it all, whatever I get in the 10.
You want to be only is one thing, to annul in the 10, to cleave to them with all of your forces and desires and thoughts to assist the 10 to reach adhesion in the Creator. But you nullify yourself. You have no personal form in it. You didn't receive it yet. How will you now start getting your personal shape or form other than being a drop of semen, being like the sperm cell, on the condition that you annul to the 10 in order to annul to the Creator, you begin to receive new forces from the Creator through the 10. They grow you in such a way that these forces, that you acquire a special form. Specifically through the womb you receive the forces that feed you and you grow.
You told me more than once that there is none as wise as the experienced one. So when will I actually understand that I can only...
You cannot be wise because you don't have any experience. What are you asking about? Are you with us in this lesson or not? Here we're talking about annulment, constantly. What wise? How wise can you be if all you have to do now is just to annul yourself each time towards more difficult conditions? And this is the case for all 9 months of pregnancy. You're not hearing what we're saying here. You have to constantly be in annulment. And specifically when you annul yourself, then you begin to grow. Because you are growing in spirituality. Spirituality is using forces of bestowal. How do you acquire forces of bestowal? By annulling your egoistic desire. Think about what we're talking about. PT7.
What does it mean to go all the way? And how can we know that we're going all the way?
To go all the way means that everything a person can do, he should do it in his will to receive, to annul it, and to connect to the 10, and through the 10 to the Creator, and to advance in this way. And to hope that by that, he comes to conception.
Barur. Alma.
Rav, помогите выстроить картину. Вы говорили, что десятка слита и
Help us shape the right picture.
Есть другое состояние, которое мне кажется.
Everything is connected and united, and I'm only asking to annul. But there is a state where I see that the ten is not connected, and I need a prayer for the Creator to help. And then I realize that I must not see the ten as broken, and I have to pray.
I cannot go over all those same states that we've learned, although we haven't realized them properly. We haven't implemented them properly, but we have no choice. We have to implement them now. So connect and turn to the Creator to give you, nonetheless, the correct discernments, correct scrutinies, and the entrance to conception, impregnation, Ibo. Holland.
Rav, in this state of conception, is it only a state of like complete adherence to the ten? You mentioned earlier a state of a sensation of death, like to the extent that I want to enter into this.
For
the meantime, I need to nullify myself entirely, meaning in the will to receive that's now revealed in me, and then I enter impregnation, Ibo. In the next degree, they will add to me will to receive, and I will see myself in forms that are more egoistic, more difficult, because all who's larger than his friend, his ego is larger. And then I need to work on my ego, that which is greater, and to advance as such, each time, more and more, left, right, that's how we grow. In left, they add to us will to receive, and in right, we correct it. Two.
Hello, Rav. Many times we're doing, or at least we're trying to make efforts to annul, to put the ten before me. What makes this efforts for annulment, real entrance into Ibo?
Nullification of the whole.
What does that mean?
Nullification of the whole, meaning that I am truly ready according to the conditions presented before me to let go, nullify myself entirely in order to enter then and really be imprinted in them.
But the whole thing is that I'm not willing to do that. I'm making the efforts to put myself there. I don't want it.
Of course, it's an effort. Of course, in this, you don't correct your will to receive. Rather, you want to nullify yourself. You request, you're in prayer, you're in actions with the ten, and that's nullification. We've learned over many hours what is connection with the ten. And I understand that we're still not completely in this, and now we need to realize it. Because the ten is the womb, and there's nothing more we can do.
No. May I?
I theoretically understand what we're talking about. I just want to understand practically what ultimately makes these efforts a true entry into conception. It seems as if I'm annulling, but I fall again to non-annulment. What's the trigger? As you're saying, conception is complete annulment. What makes that?
That we want to do it together. Each one helps his friend. And then we awaken the general light, which will influence all of us. And then we do enter impregnation, Ibu, that all our desires connect together and make this discernment. See.
Здравствуйте. Мы говорим, что матка — это группа, и что я выстраиваю группу как матку.
We're saying that the womb is the group.
Которая выстроена как матка.
That I build the group as my own womb. What do I need to enter it?
I am nullified towards it.
No.
Чем моя группа, которая у меня есть, например, сейчас, отличается от той группы?
And what does my group that I have now is different than the group that becomes a womb?
That you need to do. You need to make of your group a womb for yourself. Meaning that you need to depict them to yourself, that they're all together, connected together. Their goal is clear. They are drawn to this goal. And the goal is specifically to bring you inside this womb, inside this ten, to bring you to the end of correction. And thus you nullify towards them, and you're willing to go with them in everything. That they shall take care of you and make of you whatever, as long as you reach the end of correction. And the end of correction you reach when you entirely nullify yourself to the entire environment, which is no longer just the womb, it becomes more, it becomes the world, and the world becomes from the world of Asiya to Yetzirah, Briah, Atzilut, and that thus you advance.
По активности. То есть получается, что вначале я работаю активно, без самоотмены.
A question about being active. When I work in an active way without an element, as I build the group to be a womb, then I annul myself?
No, you need to work more in sensation and to find the steps, the stages in which you nullify yourself each time more and more towards the ten in which you are sure there is the force of the Creator in it.
Ken. Through self-annulment, I built that.
Yes, correct. Okay. Oh, what do I have here? PT 17.
Shalom Rav. Shela.
Hello, Rav. A question. I'll give an example, but it happens sometimes. In a workshop, I annul my opinion when I hear my friends. And then this moment comes when I should say my opinion. What's the annulment there?
I
don't know. I don't understand this state exactly, and I cannot tell you. It won't help that you're going to try to explain it to me now. These are states that, as a principle, I need to nullify myself towards the desire of the group. But you're telling me, how do I join them and as if lead them, bring my opinion in? We're talking about the embryo. That has no opinion other than to nullify himself. You understand? It's something not like what you're asking. PT 18.
Shalom lekulam.
Hello all. Teacher, Bina is from the word hitbonenot, observance. When we reach Bina, we observe the deficiencies of others, will we have what to give them?
When we reach this stage of Ibur, conception, we see no deficiencies other than our own. As much as we need to more and more and more to adhere to the group, to the society, that by our nullification, we grow. To the extent that we can nullify ourselves, we see the womb in which we are in as greater and bigger, and we begin to identify in this group the attributes, qualities of the Creator. And it could be that this group doesn't reveal that it's in the qualities of the Creator, like with Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma and his students, who were small, but he knew how to nullify himself, and in his nullification would reveal through them a connection with the Creator. And thus he couldn't leave that place where he was teaching them, although they were small and don't understand and make mistakes, but the Creator operates through them, and thus I must be adhered to them. And there's no other way.
Everything appears there.
Yes. Understand? That's how it works. A bit more and a bit more. We will realize it. Yes. In letter 70, last time, we spoke about... You know what, we could say like this. He writes, as such, from the corrections of the Zohar, woe unto them who cause him to leave the world, the light of the Messiah, meaning the light that corrects all of reality, and not return to the world. For they are the ones who, specifically they are the ones who make the Torah dry, meaning that same method for correction of the nature of man. They make it dry, meaning they turn it into just a simple study and do not want to engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah. They confine themselves to the practical part of the Torah and do not want to try to understand the wisdom of Kabbalah, to know and to understand the secret of the Torah and the flavors of mitzvah. Woe unto them for in these actions they cause poverty and ruin, looting and killing and destruction in the world. Meaning they cause all the evil, the bad that may be. So there is no more source of evil than these same people who need to engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah. And instead of this, they engage in all the other things. And it's no wonder that the world is in such a natural sensation of anti-Semitism towards that same group, that it doesn't know it, but it is opposed to the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah, because whether they want to or not, they cause all the evil in the world. Nothing we can do. This is the system in which we exist, and we need to see the truth in order to correct it. Okay?
Rav, can we say he's talking about us? That we're not doing all the possible?
Also us, of course, also us. Good thing that you said it and reminded me. Meaning, we're talking about that entire same group that once emerged from Babel, from Babylon. As much as these few thousand years, it has disconnected from the method itself, from the wisdom of Kabbalah, from the attainment of the end of correction of the entire world. That's one thing. That it's not just a dry study like every other science. We're talking about the correction of man, the correction of the world. On one hand. On the other hand, it's also talking towards all those same people who joined that same group. Because where does that group come from, right? It came from Babel, where there are people who felt that they want this, that they felt they understand when Abraham turned to them. And so they felt they need this, and they're ready for it. They accept it, and they went after him. Now, it's also talking towards you and towards everyone. Doesn't matter where the person comes from, what he belongs to. He needs to now understand that this speaks towards each and every person, that today we are in the stages of the end of correction. And so each one who feels some reaction in him from this, that awakens in him also this desire and sensation and understanding of the responsibility. And so he must join, and by the wisdom of Kabbalah, understand what needs to be done to connect between us, to turn to the upper force, to form a place through which, through us, the upper light, the abundance toward the good, the goodness towards everyone, can influence all.
Item 71. The reason for the words is, as we have explained, that when all those who engage in the Torah degrade their own internality and the internality of the Torah, leaving it as though it were redundant in the world, and engage in it only at a time that is neither day nor night, and they are in it like blind people searching the wall. By this they intensify their own externality, the benefit of their own bodies. Also, they regard the externality of the Torah as higher than the internality of the Torah. By these actions, they make all the forms of externality in the world overpower all the parts of internality in the world, each according to its essence. This is so because, one, the externality in the whole of Israel, meaning the nations of the world in them, overpowers and revokes the internality in the whole of Israel, who are those who are great in the Torah. Two, also the externality in the nations of the world, the destructors among them, intensify and revoke the internality among them, who are the righteous of the nations of the world. Three, additionally, the externality of the entire world, being the nations of the world, intensify and revoke the children of Israel, who are the internality of the world. In such a generation, all the destructors among the nations of the world raise their heads and wish primarily to destroy and to kill the children of Israel. As it is written, no calamity comes to the world but for Israel. This means, as it is written above, in the above Tikkunim, that they cause poverty, ruin, robbery, killing, and destructions in the whole world.
Okay, this is clear to us from here that in sum total, those people that awaken in the world to destroy the world and to be in all the conflicts and problems in the world, why do they awaken as such? Well, it's because the force of correction doesn't come to the world in its time. That corrects the human ego. And thus these nations rise up, and between them, one against the other, and also against Israel. And the reason for it? That same nation of Israel, that same part in it, that needs to be connected to the wisdom of Kabbalah, to understand and explain to everyone, to explain so that everyone will understand what's happening at all, what system of nature we're in, what's happening to us, and we're not doing it. We're not doing it. And thus, we are at fault for all these things that are occurring, both in the whole world and also with us. And it's no wonder that the nations of the world truly turn to Israel and they condemn and they blame us, and they say that you're causing all the evil in the world. And this is what we see from this great Kabbalist that writes it as such. He was not afraid to write this, and it's not simple.
About man's nature, I can understand there's internality and externality, but why is it said about the Torah that it has externality and internality?
In the Torah, there's internality and externality because what do you want to get out of the Torah? Either stories, as it's written, or you want to take out of it knowledge of the system through which you want to draw light that reforms in order to resemble the Creator. It's all dependent on man. What is he drawn to? Externality? To know stories in the Torah? Or does he want force and power that will help him change himself? That's the entire difference.
And why were people given the opportunity to bring the externality out of the Torah?
It's written in such a manner, in order to approach internality, you have to pass from externality, otherwise you won't grow. You're asking as if, why were we not created already in the upper world, in the spiritual world? Why do we need to be here in this world? And from this world, by all these troubles and problems, thousands of years of suffering, to then reach the spiritual world and begin rising in its degrees until the end of correction. So that is actually your question. So it's all because person needs to be comprised of all of creation and resemble the Creator. And it's not possible other than that from the darkness to reach the light. And thus we begin from the lowest possible degree, that to the extent that we begin the path, we are less than still vegetative and animate. This drop of seed that we're beginning from it, it is not worthy of anything in of itself. Still vegetative and animate, they are surely more worthy for development within our world, and within spirituality, we're entirely, entirely unworthy. We reach spirituality in a manner which is truly opposite from zero, and it's all in order to acquire all the spiritual discernments in a true manner upon ourselves. Not of this that we were just born this way, rather that we can learn and be critical, to truly to be within of these scrutinies. A person needs to be comprised of everyone, of all, and then connect everyone, that everyone emerged from the Creator. And a person in this can reach resemblance of the Creator. There is what to talk about here and learn. These are very high things. I'm willing.
I see the floods, I see people suffering, but I don't describe it to myself. I can't associate it to myself. How can I increase my sensitivity, my responsibility? Relate to the 10 in more seriousness, or should I add diminution, or to increase my How to increase this sensitivity?
Only by this that we'll talk about it between us and incorporate it what Kabbalists write regarding our responsibility to the whole world. As much as we'll be drawn to our correction and to correction of the world in dissemination as well, as much as possible. Today it's not so difficult because look what's written in every place about all these tragedies and crises in the world. We just need to add correction. We don't need to tell them about the bad state. They understand the situation is bad. We need to just explain to them how to reach good. And that's it. Okay, so besides Be'er Sheva, we have nothing.
Thank you very much, Rav, for letting me ask. The principal question is about there are so many discussions about the interpretation of the Torah and caused a lot of sufferings throughout history. Who is the Torah intended for?
Torah is meant for whomever wants to correct himself, and by this correct all of reality. He is called Yishar Kel.
Rav, yesterday you gave us a great exercise to think about the conditions, how to enter spirituality and to build a prayer in the ten. Is there an exercise you would recommend for us for today? We talked about the conception, we talked about bestowal to the world.
The main topic of today is how we build a womb out of the ten. How each one depicts the ten as a womb in which he needs to hide himself in there, conceal himself in there, and begin to grow himself by the womb, according to the womb. Truly to enter the womb, to immerse in the womb, that this is the ten, and as much as you see them as one collection, that you want to reveal the upper force, which is actually connecting them as one, that's how you begin to grow. And that's the first grip in spirituality. The first step. Okay? Wonderful. So, continue. Maybe we'll do a workshop. We still have 10 minutes. Let's do a workshop. How of the ten do we build a womb? How do we build a womb out of the ten? This is the most foundational, important thing. So please, how do we build a womb out of the ten?